साक्षाद् हरितेन समस्तशास्त्रैः रुक्तस्तथा भवतये वाचाद्भिः किन्तु प्रभर्जा प्रियये बतश वन्दे गुरुश्री चरणारविन्द वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्य नमो शङ्करशनकारणतयसायै गर्भदशायै च पायभिषायै शेषश्च जशांशकला सन्नितानन्दैकराम शरणं ममास्तु। नमस्ते तु हलग्राम, नमस्ते मुसलायुध, नमस्ते रेवतीकांत, नमस्ते भक्तवत्सल, नमस्ते बलिनां श्रेष्ठ, नमस्ते धरणीधर, प्रलम्बारे नमस्ते त्राहि मां कृष्णा पूर्वज, नमः महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्ये गौरतिशे। भुजे सव्यवेनु शिरसि शिखि पिच्छन् कटितटे दुकुलां नेत्रान्ते सहचर कटाक्षं विदध सदा श्रीमद् वृंदावन वसति लीला परिचय जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि হরি প্রিয়, হে কৃষ্ণ করুণাসিন্ধু দীনবন্ধ জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমস্তুতে, বন্দে নন্দ ব্রজ স্ত্রীণাম পাদরেণুম ভিক্ষ্ণশ যাসাম হরিকথদ গীতম পুনাতি ভুবনত্রয়ম ভক্তাবিহীন অপরাধলক্ষ্যৈ ক্ষিপ্তাশ্চ কামাদি তরঙ্গ মধ্যে কৃপাময়ী ত্বাং শরণং প্রপন্নাং বৃন্দে নমস্তে চরণারবিন্দ। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ সিয়দ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসদ গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে। First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrated, humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnupad অষ্টাত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীম ভক্তি দ্বৈত মাধব গোস্বামী মহারাজ, দি অ্যাবসলুট কাউন্টার পার্ট অফ সুপ্রিম লর্ড শ্রীকৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড হিজ গ্রেস ইনকার্নেট, আই প্রে ফর হিজ কজলেস মার্সি to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated, humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all the devotees present here. Today is the holy appearance day of Lalita Devi. Lalita Saptami, seventh lunar day of bright fortnight of the month Bhadra, middle of August to middle of September, I may say. But you have got no difficulty. In India, there are persons who also observe Lalita Saptami, but with different motive. In the almanac, it is written there, Bengali. Lalita Saptami means, they say, kutkuti, kutkut brit bhav, a kind of bhav by which they can get child, but that they worship women. Women, they perform Lalita Saptami. Lalita means Durga, Mahadev, demigods. They worship it for getting material benefits, for getting child. But ours is not for that. It is the holy advent day of Lalita Devi, chief of the eight Sakhis, confidantes, eight Sakhis. Radharani will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita is written, Ladini Shakti, Sandini Shakti, Sambit Shakti. Sadamsa Sandini, Anandamsa Alhadini, Tidamsa Sambit, Gyan Guni Mani. Sambit Shaktimat Vigraha is Krishna, Sandini Shaktimat Vigraha form Baladev, Ladini Shaktimuti is Radhika. Radhika extended herself first into eight forms to serve Nandanandan Krishna in eight modes of worship. They have taken a different forms. Of them, Lalita is prominent, chief, and we belong to Lalita school of thought. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Indulekha, Champakleta, Ranga Devi, Tungavidya, Sudevi, eight Sakhis. There are millions of Sakhis, but eight Sakhis are prominent. And they have got other personal associates, attendants, they are called Manjari. Amongst the Manjari, Rupa Manjari is the highest. Under this Lalita Shakti channel, Rupa Manjari means Rupa Goswami. In Mahaprabhu school of Thar Rupa Goswami, in Krishna Lila, in Krishna, the times of Krishna, Rupa Manjari. Now here Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said one thing, that we have to think very, very carefully. In his own writing in Bengali, Radha Krishna, about Radha Krishna, let us speak how he can get it. Radha Krishna Charan Kamala Man, Vahivacharam Saran. Ultimately, whether I can get Radha Krishna, let us speak his service. Radha Krishna is the object of worship, not only Krishna or Radha. Radha Krishna, both complete. Without that, it will not be complete. Now, Radharani extended herself first into eight forms, principal forms. She has got infinite forms. It is written in Brahma Bhavita Puran. There are some persons, they say, there is no scriptural evidence of Radharani. Wrong. Clearly we will find in Brahma Bhavita Puran, in Padma Puran, where the best Muni has narrated. And also in Devi Bhagavat and other Brahadev, etc. And even Kaviraj Goswami has written Chaitanya Charitamrita in detail, Govinda Lilamrita, and all Goswamis they have written. And if you go to Vrindavan, you will find everywhere Radha Krishna, not Krishna. Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Ravan, etc. But that is, Radha is the counterpart of Supreme Lord Krishna. Complete transcendental spiritual potency, Chinmaya Shakti, is represented by Radharani. Radha means in Bengali or in Sanskrit Aradhana. Aradhana means worship. Worship of Krishna, we say Aradhana of Krishna. And one who performs Aradhana, one who worships, is called Aradhak. And in feminine, Aradhika. And briefly, Radhika. More briefly, Radha. Krishna is serving himself. Radha is not different from Krishna. Krishna's full, complete spiritual potency. Krishna himself is serving Krishna. As you find, our Gurudev used to explain it by giving evidence from Gita that in human body also you will find karya karana kartritva hetu prakriti ucchati purusha sukha dukkha anang bhakti hetu ucchati. কার্যকারণকর্তৃত্বে হেতু প্রকৃতি উচ্যতে। কার্য ইজ এফেক্ট, কারণ ইজ কজ, কজ অ্যান্ড এফেক্ট। ডোমিনেটিং হিয়ার প্রকৃতি, প্রকৃতি মিন্স এনার্জি, ম্যাটেরিয়াল এনার্জি অফ থ্রি প্রাইমাল কোয়ালিটিস, সত্তর তমগুণ। বাই দ্যাট ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ইউ ক্যান ফাইন্ড অল থিংস আর হ্যাপনিং, ওয়েদার ইন আদার থিংস এভরিথিং ইজ হ্যাপনিং। দিস ইজ দি অ্যাকশন অফ কার্যকারণ ইজ ডান বাই প্রকৃতি, এনার্জি, ম্যাটেরিয়াল এনার্জি। ইন মাই বডি আই হ্যাভ গট এ ম্যাটেরিয়াল এনার্জি, আউটকাম অফ ম্যাটেরিয়াল এনার্জি দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল বডি, গ্রস অ্যান্ড সাটল বডি। বাট মাই রিয়েল সেলফ ইজ দ্য আউটকাম অফ দি স্পিরিচুয়াল এনার্জি, অর মোর কারেক্টলি টু সে মার্জেন এনার্জি, বাট ইন দি ফর্ম ইট ইজ স্পিরিচুয়াল, ইমার্জেস ফ্রম মার্জেন পোটেন্স। নাও ইউ উইল ফাইন্ড টু অ্যাসপেক্টস ইন দি হিউম্যান বিং, কার্যকারণ করতে হেতু প্রকৃতি। মাই প্রকৃতি, আই হ্যাভ গট মাই প্রকৃতি এনার্জি, দ্যাট এনার্জি ডুইং অল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস, কার্য অ্যান্ড কারণ দেয়ার প্রকৃতি ইজ ডমিনেন্ট, বাট ফর ফিলিং অফ কন্টেন্টমেন্ট অর সরো সাফারিং, that is, that can be done, that can be felt by only conscious principle, that conscious principle existing knowledge, conscious principle existing knowledge and blissful principle is atma, that bhakti cheturuchyate, whatever is being done now in the body, everything is going on action. But that is congenial, I think it is good. Not congenial, I feel suffering. That is called Purush. Purush gudukkaram bhakti tehturuchyati. Purush is the predominating aspect of the mind. One word is used there in West, in English. That is our Guru Varga used also use it, moiety, moiety. There are two halves, half, one half of one thing, two halves make one. For that reason, predominating aspect of the moiety is Krishna, the dominant aspect of the moiety is Radharani. So predominantly as to Krishna, he is the original Bhagavan, and other forms, descended forms, they are not at par with Nandanandan Krishna, they are coming from him. Not all the mellows or all the delightful relations are you will find in Krishna, but they are in ontologically the same, but in pastimes different. The highest pastimes in Nandanandan Krishna. Nandanandan Krishna is feeling satisfaction, and his complete potency is serving him. That is serving him, giving Allahadini. That is called Allahadini Shakti. Sandhani Sambhid Allahadini Shakti. Sadamse Sandhani. Chidamse Sambhid. Anandamse Allahadini. Allahadini Samaste. You can understand it. Allahadini means that it gives exhilarating happiness, ecstatic feeling what you said, Ananda Dayini Shakti, giving Ananda, giving happiness, giving ecstatic feeling, exhilarating feeling, very much to Krishna, and Krishna through Aradhini Shakti, Radharani also giving to Krishna. Radharani is the presiding deity of the Ladini Shakti. You want Ananda, you have to get the grace of Ladini Shakti. And Ladini Shakti has expressed and extended himself into eight forms, and today is Lalita Shakti. Lalita Shakti, Shakti means confidantes, eight confidantes in principle. Of them, Lalita is the foremost. When you perform Brajamandala Parikrama, you can go from Varsandham towards northeast of Varsandham. The place name is Uchagao, a village, Uchagao. And it is in the up, it is hillock. You have to climb about 40 steps. For heart patient difficult. Slowly, slowly you have to move. 40 steps. Then you can get Lalita Shakti's temple there. And inside the temple exists Radha Krishna deities as well as Lalita Devi. We go there and perform circumambulation and also make obeisances. And now there is a big hall there. And we sit there and hear about the grace of, about the qualities of Lalita Shakti. And in that description of the qualities of Lalita Shakti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is directly under him. I think you had been to Radha Kunda. I think so. The Radha Kunda, there are landing places of ghat. Ghat means landing places. Where eight ghats, landing places. One, the prominent is Lalita Shakti Grove. It is what we call Kunja. In that Kunja, Bhaktivinoda Thakur remained there, performed bhajan. That is called Sananda Sugata Kunja. While you are circumambulating Radha Kunda, you will find a big well. And from there you have to go straight in this way. That place. Our Param Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, also performed the pastimes of performing bhajan there, in that cottage. There is one cottage there, where devotees can stay and perform bhajan. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Yes. Near the well. There. And because you are from Lalita, Rupa Goswami, etc., so Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Goswami Thakur both performed bhajan there. With the Lalita Saptami, we have to pray for the grace of Lalita Saptami and to speak about him, to hear about him. How we can speak? Bhaktivinoda Thakur had said, Siddha diha diya vrindavana maja seva mrita kara daan, yaya prem matta kari mure sura nijo guna daan. What is the meaning? Towards the end, who can speak about Lalita Devi? by our material intellect, mind, with mind and thinking power, by going through scriptures, we cannot speak. Because they are transcendental and completely spiritual. Nothing material, no material sense organ, nothing. The other is completely spiritual and always saying, Kishore, Kishore, adolescent age, Krishna, Radharani adolescent. Always here, Kishore, birth, then after that, boyhood, childhood, boyhood, then you get this adolescence. Between adult and the boyhood, perhaps, adolescence. For that, it is called Kishori, Nitya Kishori, eternal. Everything is eternal there. Nothing is non-eternal. Not like this material world. You have got birth, any moment you may die. So many difficulties in the body. There are bones and flesh, etc., which will be buried or ultimately burnt. Nothing will remain. But there everything is, even the atom bomb cannot destroy that. Atom bomb cannot destroy it, even could not destroy the air of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Because the air is finer than atom bomb. And finest is that place. So how we can think? Please give me realized form, realized transcendental spiritual form. Bhakti Thakur is submitting his prayer to Radha Krishna. Kindly give me realized spiritual form. And you give me the capacity, to Vrindavan Dham. If I go by this body to Vrindavan Dham, oh, Vrindavan Dham is not good, he said. So many difficulties. We are thinking about physical difficulties. But our Sara Goswami, they remain under tree. They see the tree in a different way. They see all the sands, all the art in a different way. All transcendental. You cannot understand this. Everything is very charming there. Because everything is spiritual. Every particle of dust is spiritual. If you are here in this world, you are given a very, very good plot of land and so many things, big buildings, etc. But there are no lives there. No human beings, no birds, beasts, nothing. You will feel suffocation. You can get gold, diamond, everything. But you will get suffering, ultimately you may commit suicide. But you find one parrot, then you will, parrot is in, you will get some sort of happiness. Because a particle of happiness is inside that. Atma is inside that. When Atma will live, then that parrot cannot give any satisfaction. As long as the Atma is there, then we will get satisfaction. But that is that place, completely spiritual. So, ananda, you cannot imagine what sort of ananda is. No conditions you can imagine. And that we can get by the grace of as we have contact with sun, so the shining light of the sun. Like shining light is the complete present presence of Radharani and his personal associates. They can take us there. Ignoring the light, can you see the sun? Sun, light, non-different. One, it is written in Gita, already have heard, that karya karana kartitva hetu prakriti ruchyate purushukode ghanang bhakti hetu ruchyate. Whatever is done by this body is going on. The dominant is here prakriti energy, material energy, not spiritual energy. Karjakar effect and cause in this world. I have got this physical body. I am serving myself by my potency. Serving. But I am feeling happiness and or suffering. That is different. It's enjoy aspect. Like the Supreme Lord is the predominating enjoyer aspect, master aspect, and Radharani is the enjoyed aspect, predominated aspect. Radharani is not different from Krishna. So there cannot be any, millions and millions and millions of gopis cannot become Radharani. Radharani is Krishna. Complete spiritual potency. Nobody can. Because you will find in Bhagavad Anayarayata Nunam, Bhagavad Hari Ishwara. Anayarayata Nunam, Bhagavad Hari Ishwara, Janna Viya Govinda Vidaram Anayata Raha. Indirectly it is said in Chaitanya, in Bhagavad. Our Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Guru Bhargava, they have explained clearly why Sukadeva Goswami did not tell. Because Radharani, if you utter his name, then your throat will be choked. Actual name, if it appears in you, that you will not be able to speak. Now he is to speak Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. If he utters the name Radha, he will be choked and that topic will be in conflict. For that reason, Sukadeva Goswami indirectly said, Anayarayata Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara. Janna Viya Govinda Pitara Varayat Raha. Why? We are all serving Krishna, all the gopis. Now in Rasa Lila, you understand, dancing with Krishna and other. In Rasa Lila, when Radharani left Rasa Lila, Krishna was crying for Radharani. Could not remain. All the millions of gopis could not remain. They remained only to act according to the advice of Radharani, to serve Krishna. Without Radharani, nothing will be appropriate. All zero. So Krishna made the pastimes of weeping, searching for Radharani, and getting him in a secluded place, and he got bliss. When Krishna left us, let all abandoned all the gopis and some special gopi in Bhagavad is written like that. Radha is not written. That the special gopi must have served Vishnu much more than us. Otherwise, it cannot be happened. But that is Lalita Sakhi. Now today is Advent. Lalita Sakhi appeared from the pores of the spiritual body of Radharani. All the Sakhis, Manjaris, they are coming from. In Brahma Bhavita Praman, from the Puran, you will find it. When you will go there, then you will find some steps to Ujjagao. You have to, in Sankirtan, you have to go up. And you will have the darshan. After darshan, you will perform parikrama. And after sitting, you have to do Sankirtan. And all the other requirements of Kartik Vrata, you will do there. But now they have made a very big hall. No difficulty there. And Lalita Sakhi, he expressed his desire. Lalita Sakhi Ajugga King Kuru Virada Jariya Pai. Jugula Vila Sijir Asura Mandala Nijukta Karamai. You please give me, first he said, give me realized form. And after that, everything will be given by Krishna. By Radha and by Krishna. You cannot do anything. Jugula Vijasa Nijukta Kara Amai. And Siddha Deha Diya Vrindavana Vaja Sevamrita Kara Dhan. You give me your nectar of service by giving me realized spiritual form. That is spiritual religion. With this material body you cannot enter. Realized form. Vrindavan Sevamrita Karadhan. Piyaya Prem. You make me drink the Prem. Pure prem, which creates ecstasy prem, exhilarating prem. You make me drink, and you speak through my mouth. I cannot even speak that. In this way, there will come. Piyaya Prem Matta Kurime. You make me intoxicated. If you say intoxication, no, in a good sense. Intoxicated by Prem. Then, by that Prem, I may speak, but you are speaking through my mouth. But I am not speaking. I cannot hear. You have given me the strength to hear it from my ears. It is Chinmay. And after that, Jugalam Yashi Dasa Mandra Nijukta Karo Amai. Lalita Sakhi Ajugga King Kure Virada Dhari Je Pai. Jugalam Yashi Dasa Mandra Nijukta Karo Amai. He is submitting his prayer. Radharani, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, you have to submit prayer to Radha Krishna. Our object of worship is Radha Krishna, not Krishna only, or not Radha only. Without the grace of Radha, you cannot have any darshan of Krishna. Without the grace of light, you cannot see sun. Ignoring the light, You want to see the sun, it will be failure. Sun is the grace of light of the sun is the grace of sun. Like that. Radharani is the full spiritual potency grace, grace incarnate form. And that has expanded and we find our Guru and Guru Varga and all the personalities. All are included within. You will find in another verse, Radha Bhajana Yodhi Moti Nai Bhela, Krishna Bhajana Tava Akara Nagela. If you have got no liking to worship Radha, your bhajana of Krishna will be useless. Will not give anything. Radha bhajana je moti nahi bhala, Krishna bhajana to vah karane bhala. Ato rahita surajana hi jani, Radha virahita madam nahi. Without sunlight, I cannot have any knowledge of sun. How we can see sun through the sunlight? Without Radha, how we can see the beauty of Krishna? Radha first, then Krishna. Radha Krishna, not Krishna Radha. Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, Narada Ram Sita. First you have to see, speak about the spiritual potency. Absolute counterpart, that is also spiritual. So, today is Lalita Saptami Tithi. We are to pray for the grace of Lalita Saptami, Lalita Devi. And we are not seeing him directly or seeing her directly. Outwardly, you are seeing Rupa Goswami is in this world, male person. Swarup Damodar, male person. Aramandar, male person. But inwardly, they are all Sakhis, Lalita Sakhi. Inwardly, they are separate. They have come to fulfill the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, through Lalita Sakhi, we have got Rupa Goswami, and through Rupa Manjari, and we have got our own Guru Varga. Our Saraswati Goswami Thakur, while delivering any sermons, he used to submit to the preceptual channel first. Preceptual channel. And preceptual channel. And so that we can have actual idea of Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. Actual idea will descend from them by their grace. And if you want to know it by your own caliber, by your own intellect and material mind, you will be confused ultimately. Frustration will come. You will feel nothing. But that in today's Lalita Saptami, I have to speak something for this. But our big function, we shall observe tomorrow. Tomorrow, Radhashtami. Radhashtami, here there will be a big function. From morning, in the morning I shall go. And there will be puja, Mahabhishek, at mid noon, Radharani's appearance for at time. And after that, Sankirtan, always Sankirtan purpose. And there will be festival. Today is the Adivas, a function on the eve of a festival, a preliminary function. Today, we have to pray the grace of Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, Lalita Sakhi. So Lalita Sakhi's arrival, appearance today. For that reason, we have got this opportunity. We shall pray for the grace of Lalita Sakhi. for the grace of Guru Varga and Guru Parampara. And so that we can get the grace of Radharani tomorrow. Radharani, how she has appeared, the Radharani's topic is very weak. In a short time, it's very difficult to say. Radharani, now those who say that there is no mention of it in scripture, it is wrong. In Brahma with the poet Puran, it is stated there. Demigods, they also see. So, Radharani appearing from the left side of Rash Mandal, platform of Rash, and ran towards Krishna. Ra, running means dhavaman. Some words you have to learn. Ra, dha. Rash means dhavaman. After appearing from the left side, Radharani rushed towards Krishna. Therefore they said Radha. Rash means dhavaman. Dha, Radha. Now, there it is written also, in that Parvati Devi, she wanted to know about Radharani from her husband. She was very confidential. Radharani, actually they were staying in Gorakh, Vrindavan. But they made some pastimes of appearing in this world by some action which we may not understand. What action? In Brahma Bhavita Puran is stated, Viraja, one of the Sakhi, is now with Krishna and serving Krishna, but all Sakhis are to serve Krishna through Radha. Not direct. But Viraja is doing this. Because they will arise, they will appear in this world for this sort of, that is their arrangement, we do not know. And Krishna heard about this. The Viraja is separately doing his service with Krishna separately. It is not good. Indiscipline. Radharani went there very much enraged. When Radharani was coming, there are also messenger of Radharani, Duti, messenger of Radharani. They gave information. They thought thing was happening there. Radharani rushed to that place. And Subal said to Krishna, Radharani is coming. We should not remain here. We should flee from that place. Otherwise there will be difficulty. We are here. Krishna was thinking, well, almost Radharani or within minutes will come. Then they fled. Subal Sakha and Krishna all fled from that place. Krishna. And Viraja, no shelter, will rescue us, rescue me. And Radha will come. Viraja also left her body and became a river, Viraja River. Remained there as a river. When Radharani came, she saw nothing. Oh, nothing. What? After some time, Krishna came with all the sakhis, main sakhis, to Radha, to meet Radha, to speak something. Radharani could understand what happened. The Radharani reproached Krishna like anything, with harsh words. Is it bhakti? Pirajdi maan koi kare bharsan, vedastuti hoi sade hale maan maan. Inside there is love, outside using harsh words. You all deceived me. You are saying wrong. By that, Subal Shaka, you are very much Sudam Shaka was very much inside in the heart. He has got pain on hearing on such harsh words. Why you are using such harsh words to our my beloved Krishna? Why? He protested. On hearing protest, Radharani gave curse. You bore in the earth as demon, Shankarjudhara. As demon. And Shuval also. You also, you have to go to the world. And you go there and 100 years, you get separation grief from Krishna, 100 years. For what is this? So that Radharani appears, who have been, they made this pastime. By cursing. Both are cursing. Radharani appeared. Where appeared? That appearance place is Radhen, near our Gokul Mahavan, about 2 miles, two, three miles perhaps. There, not far. More than 2 miles. Inside you have to go. And there Vrishabhanu performed his father, her father, Radharani's father, as at that time Radharani didn't appear. Vrishabhanu performed immense penance. And also Vasudeva also performed. But Jogamaya appeared and said, you should perform with your consort. There are 4 garlands, amongst them Hastini, Sandini, amongst them Paddini is Radha. And but they wanted to see what Paddini, seeing Paddini appearing from a lotus of 100 petals, lotus. Being astonished, see the beauty. And Vrishabhanu was performing there, by the side of Jamuna, performing immense penance. Then some say that lotus of 100 petal lotus in Jamuna appeared, and there was an egg there. And Vrishabhanu, what can I do? As Jogamaya told, that you take this egg and put it before your wife, Kittida, then you will get your daughter or son, jewelry, whatever you want. Daughter would come. And he took before Kittida and it burst, and a daughter appeared from that place. Not like human being. Not today. Today, now there I not be able to speak to them, so I say today. Tomorrow is the appearance. Today or to, because they will not be able to hear.
He is called Vishvanu.
Vishvanu is friend to Nanda Maharaj. Informed Vishvanu that I want to consult something to you. Vishvanu told, you come with Gopal, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, they went to Barsad, Vishvanu's place. And they met and they are speaking, they are so beautiful and eyes are closed. What can be done? And they are very much disappointed and disheartened. And they are speaking. In the meantime, Krishna crawled and went to that Radharani with closed eyes and touched Radharani. Radharani opened eyes. Radharani made his mind, when Krishna will come, I shall open my eyes and see. And they all are happy. In this way, Radharani appears tomorrow. And there are other words about Radharani in Bhagavad Gautama Tantra. It has been explained by Chaitanya Charitamrita, Devi Krishnamayi Prakta, Radhika Paradevata. In this way, they are Sarvalakshmi, Sarvakanti, Sambhini Para. Every word has been explained by tomorrow I shall speak about it, but now. So, because one kirtan I want to do, Radha Krishna Pada Kamale Mon. You may not be able to understand, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing, I am deprived of hearing this. I cannot go and attend the function. There I cannot attend. No, Kalni, Adoga, Lolita. Lolita Shokika Kittan. That they perform there. But I am absent. Tirada Krishna Padaka Mulaman.